Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Ken Jennings. You know the name. He was an anonymous Salt Lake City software engineer in 2004 when he unexpectedly became a TV celebrity after his record-breaking 74-game, $2.5 million winning streak on Jeopardy. And today he's the author of 13 books, including the New York Times bestsellers Brainiac, Maphead, and Because I Said So, as well as the Junior Genius Guides for Children. He was named Jeopardy's greatest of all time after winning a primetime tournament on ABC and succeeded Alex Trebek, of course, as the permanent host of the show. He grew up in Seoul, South Korea, which I didn't know, but for the last 15 years has lived in his native Seattle with his family and dogs. Ken Jennings joins us here in the National Defense. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, the most obvious question is, what kind of dogs?
I have a mini golden retriever who is sweet and dumb, and I have a little Cavapoo, a spaniel poodle mix, who is smart but a little bit distant. So you can't have everything.
Does it seem like a million years ago when you first went on Jeopardy?
No, I mean, to me it seems like yesterday, but like I think this month is the 20th anniversary of my audition for Jeopardy. So like I meet kids who will tell me their first memory is watching me on Jeopardy. I feel very old.
But that's
to me,
funny.
It feels like it went by in a flash.
Wow. That's funny. Well, this new book that you have out, I love the idea of this book. This is so funny. Was this your idea?
Yeah. 100 places to see after you die.
Yeah.
And I was in an airport and I was looking at all these before you die books, you know, 1,000 places
sure.
to visit before you die. And I realized that, you know, we were leaving out a big part of the audience, all these books about what to do before you die. But what about the afterlife? You know, because there are a lot of amazing stories of fictional journeys to heaven and hell and limbo. And you've got Dante's Inferno,
sure.
and you've got ancient mythology, and then you've got TV shows that go to the afterlife, like The Good Place,
right,
South
right.
Park. And I thought, I've always been interested in that kind of stuff. You know, I like mysteries and the unexplained and death in the afterlife seemed like the greatest mystery of them all.
100 places to see after you die, the kick the bucket list, a travel guide to the afterlife. So give us a couple of examples of these places.
You know, in the Hindu version of heaven, everybody flies these huge airplane palaces through the sky. So you get your own aviation-based afterlife. in a Hieronymus Bosch painting of hell, you might get fed to a bird man who then poops you out into a big bubble. Or you might get strung up on a lute and played like a guitar on barbed wire strings. My personal favorite, I think, would be the afterlife from Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Baseball diamond in the corn. You get to watch some old-timey baseball on a long afternoon with a Coke. It sounds like a great time.
This has got to be just a great escape for you, writing books, you know, after all the seriousness of Jeopardy and the hosting and everything else. That's got to be just a really cool outlet for you.
Well, I'm interested in about everything. That's kind of the secret to being good at Jeopardy, is being curious about everything. And
sure.
when I'm writing a book, I can really go down those rabbit holes. You know, I spent a couple years in libraries reading old Buddhist sutras and medieval mystics talking about what the afterlife might be, and watching every episode of My Mother, the Car, so I can see what reincarnation might have sounded like in the 60s. And, you know, I love doing the research part of a book and going down all those weird rabbit holes.
That's funny, you know, and I agree with you, Ken. We're talking to Ken Jennings here on the National Defense. You gotta stay curious. You got to stay curious, because I think that is what keeps your mind active and it kind of keeps you refreshed all the time, right?
I think that it works that way for me. And I love that Jeopardy has like a faithful older audience, because I think that's the time of day when a lot of people use their mental muscles.
Is trying
to remember answers and shout out at the TV on Jeopardy. You know, being curious is everything. You can be learning something new every day, just listening to a podcast or reading the back of a cereal box. You know, it just makes life more interesting.
What about music? How invested is Ken Jennings in music?
I would say I'm a huge music person. You know, to go on Jeopardy, contestants often will make sure they stay up to date on pop music, because
sure.
they don't want to miss a generation. I almost think it's why the best Jeopardy players are right around maybe in their 30s, because you still remember your parents' music, but you haven't lost touch with like what the kids are listening to. So you've
right.
got like three generations of musical knowledge right there.
We're talking to Ken Jennings here. 100 places to see after you die, a travel guide to the afterlife, which is so fun. And you mentioned some of these TV shows that, you know, like The Good Place. I wouldn't mind being in A Good Place. It seems like they can have a lot of fun there.
A lot of the show takes place in The Bad Place, and a lot of the punishments in their version of hell are not tortures. They're just very slightly annoying things about modern life. I really like that vision of the afterlife where there's just slightly too many frozen yogurt places or too many Pirates of the Caribbean movies. It's a very modern version of the tortures of hell.
Oh, my gosh. How about just being stranded in a Chuck E. Cheese with the band performing the entire time?
Oh, wow. That's a very chilling version of hell right there. I don't think even Dante could have imagined that.
This is so cool. You got it throughout the book here. You're talking about 5,000 years of human history by the greatest prophets, poets, mystics, artists, TV showrunners. What version of those kind of captures your fascination the most?
You know, I would like to see an afterlife where we get answers, you know, like it would be nice to have an afterlife that was a library where you could just go up to the desk and ask God, you know, hey, what really did kill the dinosaurs, or who really wrote the works of Shakespeare? What happened to Amelia Earhart?
Right.
which girls in junior high actually liked me? You know, all the things you never think you're going to know in life could actually be answered.
And so what do you think of your hosting gig? How's that going?
You know, Jeopardy meant so much to me as a kid. I grew up watching it actually on Armed Forces TV because we lived overseas.
Oh, really?
So there was only one TV channel when we lived in Seoul in English, and it was Armed Forces TV. So whatever the Department of Defense decided we would watch, that's what we would watch. And through an accident of Armed Forces programming, me and all my friends watched Jeopardy after school every day because there was nothing else on. So it was always my favorite show as a kid. And the fact that 40 years later, I'm still working there, it's like a dream come true. I have to pinch myself every time I'm out there.
Was your dad in the military?
He wasn't. He was a lawyer in Korea, but my mom worked at the Dodds School on the Army base there. So, a lot of my friends were Army kids or embassy kids, and we had privileges on the base and could go to the commissary and the exchange. But I have a lot of affection for Armed Forces TV because I would not have my job today without it.
That's so cool. Our audience is comprised of active duty military veterans and their families. Right. You know, so and it's nice to know that they're still being forced to watch Jeopardy. That's so good.
Well, you know, thanks for all you do. And the Jeopardy, if watching Jeopardy helps at all, you know, that's the least we can do.
That's right. It all starts with Jeopardy. Ken, thank you so much for the time, man.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.